It was a full house in the Pearsall High School cafeteria Wednesday night. On the school board agenda, a public hearing. This was the first chance parents had to ask questions to the district's leadership about the big bad news. After four straight years of not meeting state academic standards, the Texas Education Agency revoked the district's accreditation. July 1st could be the district's last day. Parents waited late into the night for the hearing to begin, but only after a handful of comments, the school board president, Rochelle Camacho, ordered to shut down the public hearing.
We've already opened up the floor for questions and answers. We need to proceed on with the agenda.
One concerned parent, Ruben Trevino, objected, and Camacho ordered security to throw him out of the open meeting.
Madam President, isn't this style in a public hearing?
Armed campus security grabbed Trevino and were forcefully escorting him out. That prompted more outcry from the parents.
The question has to be answered. It has to be answered.
Only then Trevino was allowed to ask his question.
Given the depressed state that we are right now, I would like to ask you if you would pledge to never hire an uncertified teacher again going forward.
Trevino didn't get an answer, but he did make a point that even Pearsall ISD's Superintendent Norbert Rodriguez unwittingly acknowledged earlier in the evening when he gave his presentation about why the school district is in deep trouble.
Administrative turnover has been pretty large over the years.
Rodriguez blamed staff turnovers in both faculty and administration. In 2012 alone, Pearsall High School went through five principals, and in recent years, the school district has only been able to hang on to 38% of its teachers. Rodriguez said they're working to change that and are already seeing a turnaround in teacher retention, but Rodriguez also blames the entire Texas school accountability system for their revoked status. He told the parents that the schools would have met standards except for some technicalities in how students are assessed.
Count those students, we're not here today doing this. Count those students, and we're not here under distress.
But Doug Arnold, the TEA assigned monitor for Pearsall ISD, says it doesn't matter.
The issue is, it is the system we have. And we just have to deal with it. And it is tough. It is a very tough system.
But Pearsall isn't alone in its struggles. This year, six districts and five charter schools received accreditation revocation notices by the TEA. Three were offered one-year abatements, Jonesboro ISD, Marlin ISD, and Snook ISD, but Lamarck ISD will close. Like Pearsall, Premont ISD, south of Alice, is also waiting for word of an abatement. Basically, one more chance to meet accreditation standards.
In my opinion, the commissioner doesn't want to close any school, but he also owes it to the school children of Texas to make certain that they are in a system that is teaching to the level that needs to be taught.
However, many in Pearsall, including the mayor, Mary Moore, said losing the district would not be a critical blow to the community because the schools would still remain open. Only the district offices would be in a neighboring town.
The students are still going to be housed here. In the event we lose our accreditation, the kids will be annexed. In other words, they may belong to Divine or Dilley. So far as the economics, it's probably going to be the same.
But Moore did concede that losing the school district would hurt the morale at the local schools. And in the end, what really matters most is giving the children the highest quality education. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.